Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my being. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed in majesty and splendour. You put on a covering of light like a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He who carpenters his upper rooms in the waters, who makes thick clouds his chariot, who moves around on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits and his servants a flaming fire, is he who founded the earth on its bases, so that it will not totter, age abidingly and in perpetuity. As for the deep, you have covered it as with a garment. Waters stand over mountains. They flee at your rebuke. At the sound of your thunder, they hasten away. They go up mountains, they go down valleys, to the place where you laid a foundation for them. You have set a boundary which they shall not cross. They will not again cover the earth. You send source water into streams which run between the mountains. They provide drink for all wildlife. Wild donkeys quench their thirst. Due to them, the birds of the sky have a habitat. They utter their call from among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper rooms. The earth is satiated with the fruit of your works. He makes grass grow for cattle and herbage for the benefit of man, so that he can extract food from the earth and wine which cheers the heart of men, and products from oil to make the face shine, and food which supports man's heart. The Lord's trees are satiated, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted where the birds nestle. As for the stork, the cypresses are its home. The high mountains are home to the mountain goats. The rocks are a refuge to the rock hyrax. He made the moon for the purpose of set times. The sun knows its time to set. You appoint darkness, and it becomes night time. In it, all the life of the forest crawls around. Lions roar for prey, and in seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his occupation until evening. How great are your deeds, O Lord! You have performed them all in wisdom. The earth is full of your property. This is the sea, great and as wide as outstretched arms. In it there is immeasurable creeping life, animals great and small. There ships make voyages. Leviathan is there, which you fashioned to play in it. They all look to you to give them their food in its time. You provide for them, and they glean it. You open your hand, and they become satiated with goodness. When you hide your face, they are alarmed. When you gather up their spirit, they expire and return to their dust. When you send out your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord be age-abiding. The Lord rejoices in his works. When he looks at the earth, it trembles. When he strikes mountains, they emit smoke. I will sing to the Lord while I live. I will make psalm melody to my God as long as I exist. My meditation about him will be pleasant. I will rejoice in the Lord. Sinners will be eliminated from the land, and as for the wicked, there will no longer be any of them. O my being, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make his deeds known among the various peoples. Sing to him. Make psalm melody to him. Meditate on all his wonders. Boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember his wonders which he has performed, his miracles and the judgments of his mouth. The seed of Abraham his servant, the sons of Jacob, are his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His principles of justice are in the whole land. He remembers his covenant age abidingly, the word he commanded to a thousand generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, which he established as a statute to Jacob, and as an age-abiding covenant to Israel, when he said, To you I will give the land of Canaan, the allocation of your inheritance, when they were a small company, few but residents in it. And they went round from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He did not permit man to oppress them, and he reproved kings concerning them, saying, Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets. Then he called a famine on the land. He broke every supply of bread. He sent a man before them, one sold as a servant, Joseph. They afflicted his feet with fetters. His being went into iron shackles, until the time when his word came, the utterance of the Lord verified him. The king sent orders and released him, the ruler of nations who unshackled him. He appointed him as master of his house, and ruler over all his possessions, with authority to bind his nobles at his will, and to instruct his elders in wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. And he made his people very fruitful, and he made them stronger than their adversaries. He changed their heart to hate his people, to plot against his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen. They performed the matters of his signs among them, and the miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their water to blood, and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, which came into the rooms of their kings. He spoke, and the gadfly came, and lice, in all of their country. He transformed their rain into hail, and there was blazing fire in their land. And he struck their vines and their fig trees, and broke the trees of their territory. He spoke, and the swarming locusts came, and the devouring locusts, which were countless in number, and they ate all the herbage in their land, and they consumed the fruit of their ground. Then he struck every firstborn in their land, the prime of all their strength, and he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was no one in their tribes who faltered. Egypt was pleased at their departure, for a feeling of dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread out a cloud as a covering, and a fire to give light by night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and he satiated them with bread of heaven. He opened a rock, and water flowed. It ran like a river in an arid place. For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant, and he brought out his people with rejoicing, his elect with singing for joy, and he gave them lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labours of various peoples, so that they might keep his statutes and maintain his laws. Praise the Lord.